KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, 46 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look for skies to be mostly cloudy this morning and gradually becoming sunny this afternoon, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic Police Department on Wednesday reported three people were arrested recently on separate charges. On Wednesday, 32-year-old Zachary Frank of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for driving while barred, habitual violator. 49-year-old David Kirchner of Atlantic was arrested also on Wednesday for violation of a no-contact order. And back on May the 5th, 32-year-old Bria Rourke of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault. All three were brought to the Cass County Jail and booked in where they were held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Elsewhere in the news, authorities in Montgomery County report two people were arrested early this morning. Deputies acting along with officers from the Red Oak Police Department arrested 31-year-old George Allen Westbrook of Red Oak shortly after midnight in Red Oak. Westbrook was wanted on a Pottawatomie County warrant charging him with violating the terms of his probation. During the arrest, 34-year-old Peggy Gurney of Red Oak was also taken into custody for interference with official acts. The pair were transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where Westbrook was being held on $10,000 cash bond, and Gurney was being held on a $300 cash bond. The future of the principal at the Red Oak High School is unclear. The Daily Nonpareil reports the Red Oak School Board on Monday voted to approve a motion to consider the termination of Principal Jed Sherman. While the board may want him out, about 130 students who attended the board meeting say they want him to stay. Sherman has been the principal at Red Oak for 6 years, according to an April 8th letter Superintendent Terry Schmidt sent to the principal. Sherman did not meet two of the three remediation targets for an evaluation of administration standards in 2013 and 14. However, Schmidt said failure to meet those goals was not the reason for the board's motion to consider Sherman's termination. The board cited five reasons during their meeting for the motion. Schmidt said that he could not specify what those goals or reasons were. Sherman has 5 days or until Monday to request a hearing to discuss the consideration. His contract ends on June the 30th. The board sent a letter to Principal Sherman with which outlined reasons for his contract terminations. However, no final action has been made. A continuation of last Monday's meeting will be held May the 12th beginning at 6 p.m. A meeting for student comments is planned after the regular meeting. Sherman plans to attend the meeting to make a case to retain his job. The executors of a Shelby County man's estate have followed through on his wish to bequeath a total of more than $9.3 million to 13 Southwest Iowa churches. Bud Scala left 98% of his estate to Catholic parishes scattered across the area. The Daily Nonpareil reports that on Thursday, his executors passed on the money. Scala left St. Mary's Church in Portsmouth, where he was a devout attendee for many years, $730,000, $10,000 of which earmarked to maintain the St. Mary's Cemetery and the graves of the Scala family. He left $720,000 each to the following 12 churches: St. Michael's in Harlan, St. Peter's in Defiance, St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling, St. Boniface in Westphalia, St. Mary in Panama, St. Patrick in Missouri Valley, St. Anne's in Logan, St. Patrick in Dunlap, the Sacred Heart Church in Woodbine, St. Patrick's in Neola, St. Rose of Lima in Denison, and St. Patrick's in Council Bluffs. Scala died at the age of 92 on November 26th. He grew up struggling to get by in a farm family, worked hard, never married, invested wisely, and lived frugally on the way to amassing his wealth. The recent skyrocketing of agricultural land prices was a boon to his wealth, and he left more than $2 million in cash assets, along with roughly 1,100 acres of farmland in Shelby and Harrison counties. Land was auctioned off earlier this year with the proceeds spread among the churches. Scala spent the last 13 years of his life at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan, where he moved after suffering injuries in a fall at his home. Before that, he lived on farmland southeast of Portsmouth and attended St. Mary's in Shelby. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Terry Lee Hulsbus, age 62, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Terry Lee Hulsbus will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Wayne Halterman, age 89, of Bayard, died Monday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Wayne Halterman will be today at 10:30 at the Bayard Community Building. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Rhonda Lynn McNally Peterson Hanner, age 52, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rhonda Hanner will be today at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Michelle Cooper, age 50, of Glenwood, died Saturday at Hospice with Heart in Glenwood. Funeral services for Michelle Cooper will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Southview Bible Church in Council Bluffs. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Bob Jamison Sr., age 83, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Bob Jamison Sr. will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lois Galpin, age 77, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, died Monday. Funeral services for Lois Galpin will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Douglas Doug Brian Miller, age 37, of Cumberland and formerly of Council Bluffs, died Monday. Funeral services for Doug Miller will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Cudler O'Neill Meyer and Woodring Bayless Park Chapel Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Ione Johnston, age 82, of Stewart, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Ione Johnston will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Nancy Young, age 77, of Oakland, died Wednesday at her home. Memorial services for Nancy Young will be held on June the 5th at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Joseph Shute of Wahoo, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died Thursday. Services for Joseph Shute are pending at the Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.